shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of True Crime Never Sleeps. On this season, we dive deep into some of the most infamous solved and unsolved heists in history. From D.B. Cooper to the Geezer Bandit. Tune in on YouTube or any major podcast platform.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today, on another episode of Let's Talk, we're diving into six of the most infamous unsolved cases. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com and use the promo code LARRY21 for 10% off your first purchase. So let's dive right in. Murders are always disturbing, but some are even worse than that. These killings were brutal, almost unimaginable in their depravity. The crimes horrified communities and stumped police, leaving questions that lingered for decades afterward, as years passed without an arrest or even a credible suspect. These are six of the most vexing murder mysteries of all time. Number 1, Jack the Ripper. London's most notorious serial killer prowled the East End over a century ago, preying on prostitutes and terrorizing the area. He made his mark as Jack the Ripper by killing and mutilating at least 5 women. Dread grew as the dead bodies began to pile up near each other within a 3-month period in 1888. The neighborhood was horrified to a degree bordering on panic. When news broke of a second female victim, the Morning Post reported at the time. The local newspaper called the killing barbarous and said the manner of the murder was too horrible for description. Local authorities at first wondered whether the suspect was a butcher or a doctor due to his signature and gory method of murder. The victims of the so-called Whitechapel murders, Marianne Nichols, Anne Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly all had their throats slashed, and most of them had their stomachs slit and organs ripped before being dumped on the streets. The FBI, which analyzed the case in 1988 at the behest of a movie production company, said each victim was known to be a heavy drinker and a prostitute. They were all targeted because they were readily accessible and were killed swiftly in the early morning hours. Even with all eyes on the case, police were never able to put a face to the killer. The FBI said local investigations were stymied because forensic technology and other advanced means of thoroughly investigating homicides were non-existent at the time. The U.S. National Archives obtained letters exchanged between different law enforcement bosses in 1888 that depict overwhelmed police departments. Charles Warren, who was the chief commissioner of the Metropolitan Police at the time, asked for help from the City of London, quote, saying, "We are inundated with suggestions and names of suspects," Warren wrote. Countless historians and criminologists, both amateur and professional, have speculated on this killer's identity, but it appears Jack the Ripper took his secret to the grave. In number two, the Black Dahlia's grisly death captured headlines. The sight stopped a mother and her child in their tracks. A naked woman lying feet from the sidewalk. She was sliced cleanly in half at the waist with not one drop of blood on her. The now infamous slaying of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short instantly captured headlines in 1947, with newspapers later dubbing her the Black Dahlia, in part because she had dark hair and an apparent preference for black clothing. Short was a Massachusetts native who came to California in pursuit of fame, was bled dry before being dumped in an empty lot in a residential area of Los Angeles, authorities said. Her body appeared professionally dissected, and one breast was cut off, according to FBI files. It's unclear how the aspiring actress met such a grisly fate. Several dozen of people have claimed credit for the high-profile crime. The FBI, which helped local authorities investigate at the time, said it ran record checks on potential suspects and conducted interviews across the nation. However, none of the confessors appeared to be telling the truth, and the case has gone unsolved. The LAPD has said recently that it is still investigating the cold case, although it has not provided any further new details. And number three, the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer was no ordinary murderer. Rather than avoiding the spotlight, he craved the media attention and seemed to enjoy taunting police with cryptic notes and clues as he left a trail of death behind him. The Zodiac Killer murdered five people, seemingly at random, in Northern California in 1968 and 1969. He claimed in letters to police that there were dozens more victims, although that was never confirmed. His deadly rampage began in December 1968, when two teenagers were shot to death in a parking lot. Around 7 months later, another two people were shot in a parked car, although one survived. That's when a local newspaper started getting letters from someone anonymously claiming to be responsible for the slayings. The newspaper said the letters contained coded messages explaining the killer's motive, as well as a key to help readers decipher his identity. Quote, "This is the Zodiac speaking," he wrote in an August letter. "I like killing people because it's so much fun," he said. "It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest, because man is the most dangerous animal of all." Authorities did not crack the code revealing his name, and the Zodiac Killer went on to stab two more people in late September. One of the victims survived, the other died. 2 weeks later, the killer struck again, fatally shooting a 29-year-old taxi driver. Days later, the Zodiac mailed a piece of his latest victim's bloody shirt to the Chronicle newspaper. To this day, no suspects have been confirmed in the case. The San Francisco PD said the investigation is still ongoing. Number four and five. Rappers Tupac Shakur and the Notorious Big gunned down 6 months apart. The music world was shocked to the core in the late 1990s when rap superstars Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. were gunned down about 6 months apart. Killings came at a moment marked by intense rivalry between their competing record labels. Both rappers were the top artists for their record companies. Many said that murders were a sign music feuds had gone too far. Tupac was killed first in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas on September 13, 1996. At the time, the 25-year-old superstar's Death Row record label had been feuding with its competitor, Bad Boy. 6 months later, Bad Boy's Christopher Wallace, better known as the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls or Biggie, was killed in a similar fashion. The rapper was fatally shot in a drive-by as he was leaving a music industry party in Los Angeles. The two superstars had been friends when both were signed under Bad Boy, according to the FBI, which investigated Biggie's murder but closed the case in 2005. The friends grew distant after Tupac landed in jail over convictions that included rape, and Biggie rose in popularity. Tupac later switched over to Death Row. It's unclear whether the rivalry played a role in either killing. Both cases stumped police in part because of uncooperative witnesses. The Murder Mysteries amassed their own collection of theories, including an unproven one that claims both rappers are still alive and faked their own deaths. Family and friends of the megastars are still mourning. Family and friends of the megastars are still mourning. In March, on the 20th anniversary of Biggie's death, Sean Diddy Combs paid tribute to his late friend in an Instagram video, quote, saying, "On this day, we're going to reflect on him because we miss him," he said. And 20 years later, time heals all wounds, but this one ain't healed yet. And number 6, JonBenet Ramsey's death. JonBenet Ramsey's young, smiling face stared out from newspaper front pages and television screens all across the country in the months after the 6-year-old beauty queen was found dead. At the basement of her home. The crime stunned the quiet and affluent neighborhood in Boulder, Colorado. JonBenet, beauty pageant winner, had been discovered beaten and strangled with duct tape placed on her mouth and throat. On the day after Christmas in 1996, this was already disturbing enough to draw national attention. But her own family quickly fell under scrutiny, and many who had followed the story began to speculate on whether her parents were somehow involved. JonBenet's mother, Patricia, told police she woke up early that morning to find her daughter missing. She called 911, reported kidnapping, saying she found a 3-page ransom note demanding $108,000. Hours later, JonBenet's father, John, told police he discovered his daughter's body in the basement. An autopsy report determined that JonBenet died of asphyxiation caused by strangulation. Her death was ruled a homicide. The Ramseys immediately fell under a cloud of suspicion, but no one was ever charged in connection with JonBenet's death. Her parents addressed the speculation for the first time in an interview with CNN. John Ramsey said the suggestion that his family was behind the crime was, quote, nauseating beyond belief. Years later, Boulder police say the investigation continues, although officials have not said anything new. Quote, "Our goal continues to be an arrest and successful prosecution. We have not and will not give up." JonBenet's brother, Burke Ramsey, recently spoke out for the first time on Dr. Phil, saying that he burst into tears when he first found out his sister was dead. Quote, "My dad told me JonBenet is in heaven now, and he started crying, and I started crying. I was kind of like, how is this possible? I started crying. I don't think I said anything. I didn't believe it at first." And that is our list of the 6 most infamous unsolved cases. Let us know what you thought about these cases. Let us know by going.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.